Welcome to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. I'm your host, Chuck Groover. Welcome to the third season of God at Work. And I'm going to kick off this season, which I'm considering pretty much the season or the year of the hymn, with looking at the life of Franz Xaver Gruber. Franz was born in basically November 25th, 1787, in Hochberg, which is located, the village of Hochberg is or was located in the Inn River region of Upper Austria. His given name when he was born was actually Conrad Xavier, but it was later changed to Franz Xaver. He was the fifth of six children who were born to linen weavers, Joseph and Maria Gruber. And being born to linen weavers, he was actually expected to learn his father's trade. Only issue is, in Franz's early life, he actually set his heart on music, and actually the school teacher there in Hochberg, who was Andreas Peter Lechner, and actually encouraged these talents and started to give him music lessons. But Franz did work as a weaver in the family business basically up until his 18th birthday, when his father actually gave him the blessing to pursue a career as a school teacher, which I guess in most cases there in Austria, the school teacher a lot of times also included the opportunity to serve as the organist for the local church. In preparing for these positions, he actually completed his music education by studying under the church organist of Berghausen, who was George Hartdobler, and his school teacher, Peter Lechner, actually helped him with the basics of teaching, which allowed Franz to pass the necessary exams in 1806. And then in 1807, he was named to his first school teacher position, as well as becoming the church caretaker and organist in Arnsdorf, in which earlier that year, basically July of that year, he married the widow of the former school teacher, in which they had two children together, but those children died at a young age. In 1816, Gruber added to his responsibilities the organist duties at a church in Oberndorf. And he went to become the organist there, hoping to eventually be named the school teacher there as well. But for various reasons, that never happened. But one thing to note is, while during his time in Arnsdorf, even though the attendance was not high because of it being a large farming population, and the farmers tended to prefer to have their children at home to help run the farm, those that did attend the school helped the school to be reported pretty much as one of the best run schools in that district. And if you're familiar with my episodes and the name of the village or city, Oberndorf, is somewhat familiar, it is because in a previous episode around Christmas 2 years ago, where I did one on Silent Night, it was on Christmas Eve in 1818 that Gruber actually composed the melody for Silent Night, and with Joseph Moore, who wrote the lyrics, performed it for the first time in Oberndorf's St. Nicholas Church. And this was probably one of the highlights of Gruber's time in Arnsdorf, although he actually characterized the melody as just a simple composition. And pretty much after Gruber's first wife died in 1825, he actually married a former student, Maria Breitfuss, and they would actually live together for 15 years and through the marriage have 10 children, four of which actually lived to reach adulthood. And basically, with his desire to be a teacher in Oberndorf not coming through, and some disagreements he had with his supervisor in the, I'm probably going to butcher this name, Mickelburn Monastery, Gruber actually decided to resign from both his positions at Arnsdorf and Oberndorf in 1829. It was then he took up teaching and a school caretaker position in Berndorf, which located there was a school that had 130 school-aged children awaiting a teacher, as well as a congregation for a church that actually placed value on good church music that were awaiting him. And then, pretty much a couple of years later, in 1833, Gruber actually finally had the possibility of fulfilling his lifelong wish of just focusing on music full-time, when he was actually encouraged to apply for an open position of choir director for the church, for the parish church in Hallein, in which in 1835 he was named the choir director, singer, and organist for the church. And this city was pretty much the center of the salt industry and second largest city in the province of Salzburg. So it was pretty much a going from small local farming school teacher to big city type thing. And Gruber actually approached this position with eagerness and zeal, building up the choir. And in 1849, he was actually given the added responsibility of managing the many trust funds that were being donated to the church. During that time, in 1841, Gruber's second wife died. And then in 1842, he married for a third time the widow of a master shoemaker who was also, at one point, his late wife, the one that just died's friend. And her name was Katharina Weimer. And it was pretty much during these years in Hallein that Gruber worked on a number of musical performances, some of which were performed outside of Hallein, and he also created a wide range of musical compositions. When he reached the age of 60, he started to notice that his creative energies were starting to wane or pretty much dry up, and then on June 7th of 1863, he actually died of natural causes. Pretty much, for at least those of us in the U.S., his most famous contribution is the composition for Silent Night. He also one of his more major highlights, it's noted, was a large, I guess, festival-type thing or celebration that happened while he was in Arnsdorf. You can I'll have links to my main source of information from basically a website dedicated to the hymn Silent Night that talks about Franz Gruber, and it mentions some about that celebration, about there were like 20,000 people that ended up attending it in total over the duration of it, that got to see pretty much, I guess, him perform at least as an organist and whatnot. So as I said, that will be in the show notes, kind of a short episode, because I didn't find in my research in preparing for this a whole lot on Franz Gruber, other than this one site in which someone took even briefer highlights from this site to put into his Wikipedia entry, so there wasn't even more, there wasn't a whole lot of them there, so. Again, this is Chuck Gruber that was talking about Franz Gruber, and that's God at Work. Thank you for listening to God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at God at Work Podcast. If you have comments, suggestions, or a story you would like to be considered for the podcast, you can email us at stories@godatworkpodcast.com. If you enjoy this podcast and want to help support us, go to patreon.com/GodAtWorkPodcast, or you can also support us by leaving us a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. God at Work, Stories of Grace and Faith, is brought to you by Becoming God's Man Ministries, and is recorded and produced by me, Chuck Gruber. Theme music for God at Work is by the band 39 Stripes, and can be found at facebook.com/39stripes. And again, thank you for listening.